This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Mel Kiper puts out his latest mock draft today. Commanders at number 2, Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU. He made a lot of changes from his last mock. He did not change what he thinks Washington's going to do. Here's what he wrote, Danny. I'm sticking with Daniels, who I'm projecting to the Commanders in all three of my mock drafts. Why? I have him ranked higher than May, North Carolina, and J.J. McCarthy, Michigan, and really like the fit offensively for Daniels with Cliff Kingsbury. He then goes on to write, Washington traded away Sam Howell last month, clearing a spot for a rookie quarterback to take the reins. Daniels produced more than 15,000 combined passing and rushing yards at Arizona State and LSU, has all the tools to be a Pro Bowl passer. The Commanders need to keep building the infrastructure around him, though, and they have 4 picks on day 2, 2 in the second round, 2 in the third round to help.
This is one of the things that's always hard for me about mocks, right, is Mel Kiper's initial statement there kind of gives away the business. And I'm not criticizing him. This is the nature of it. He goes, I have Daniels ranked higher. Therefore, that's what I'm doing. This isn't a sourced report, a bit of information, or I know the mind of Adam Peters, and nobody does for the record. It's not his fault that he doesn't know. They're keeping it really close to the vest. But his rankings have that, so that's where it goes. The next person that's got May ranked higher, who we talked to Max Chadwick yesterday, or 2 days ago, as it were, he's got May ranked a lot higher. So if he does a mock, he's going to say, I've got May ranked a lot higher, therefore he's going second, right? So this is always the hard part for me, is to kind of sift through what's real, what's not. It's interesting fodder. It should be discussed, and we certainly will. But that's what it says to me. And that's something I'm also curious about, too, by the way, is the part two of this, is the fit. The fit with not only Kingsbury's offense, but then by transitivity, the guys underneath him, presumably sustaining whatever we choose as the way we're going to run offense here to make some continuity for the young quarterback, so we're not changing OCs like we change underwear.
Yeah, I don't care about the Kingsbury fit that much. And seeing that...
The initial one, yeah.
Right. Seeing that as one of the reasons why he's assigning Daniels to Kingsbury. Number one, I would say that Drake May also fits the offense very well. Like, that goes both ways. Mm-hmm. I would take Drake May. I think Daniels is a really good fit in this offense, too. I think both of them would be. They've both been asked to do a lot of what I would consider to be Kingsbury-ish things. When you think about it, Kingsbury came from the air raid. The air raid was what, specifically 2 seasons ago when May balled out. But for much of his time in North Carolina, what he did. So let's say that is a prerequisite or is part of the conversation. Okay, that doesn't get us anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're both really good fits.
Yeah, what else you got?
I think for Cliff Kingsbury. But also, I'm just not making the decision based on a guy that probably is gone a year or two from now. And your point is, well, then they'll promote someone from within to run his offense. I'm also not that interested in that. It hasn't been proven to be a great offense in the league. We only really saw it in Arizona. It was fine. But B, somebody running Kingsbury's offense is less interesting to me than somebody doing a great job running their awesome offense. But that's a conversation for a year or two, probably. But back to him going with Jaden Daniels, I actually liked that he said, hey, I'm doing this because he's higher on my board, and I really don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys just say, I'm hearing, or I think. Well, they're hearing the same things we're all hearing. They're reading stories, or right?
Right.
And he's not playing that game. So I like that. I just want to point out, though, that Kiper's mock last year, and this is not a knock on him. It's a crapshoot. You're guessing. It was nothing like what happened. I went back and looked at his mock draft from the day of the NFL draft last year, his mm-hmm. final one. He had Will Levis as an example going in the top 4, who ended up going in the second round. I mean, nothing about it was close. And this guy does this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't know anything. That's what we have to keep remembering. The only thing that's out there right now that I really care about at all from a reporting or speculation standpoint is that Adam Schefter has stuck to his guns that he thinks they like Jaden Daniels. Schefter, who's extremely close with Mike and Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Kyle Shanahan know really well? Adam Peters. Now, I don't think Adam Peters has told Adam Schefter what he's doing. I'd be surprised if he had. But do we think that at no point, football junkie, football robot, 24-hour-a-day football talker, Kyle Shanahan and Adam Peters at no point last year talked about Jaden Daniels or Drake May? I'll bet you it came up at some point. Not that they were scouting or putting a board together. They've got Brock Purdy. Don't you think they talk quarterbacks? They talk football? And even if they don't, Danny, I would imagine he just knows how he thinks. It's like you and I hanging out together.
Sure.
I know what kind of celebrity females you find attractive. I know what you're going to want to talk about before I show up and what you won't. We've been together.
Yeah, I'm at a restaurant menu, you go, Grant wouldn't like that.
Exactly. Danny right. would order this right here.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All he's got to do is talk to Kyle, and he probably has better insight into the mind of Peters than anybody else.
No, for sure. And so you're right. I if there is something to buy here in this season of misinformation, lying, misdirection, and otherwise, it might certainly be that, which makes a lot of sense. You can connect the dots there. But back to Kiper specifically on Daniels. Again, I think you make a really good point about fit in the short term versus fit in the long term. I guess what I'm trying to quantify is whatever we decide. Like, remember when Mike Shanahan was out of football for whatever it was, a year or two, and he said, you know what, when I come back, I want to run the 3-4 defense.
It was one season.
So, yeah, so it was a year, right? So that's fine whether you agree with that decision or not. I'm not here to rehash it. But that's what he decided was best practice. So he wanted someone to run that. What I'm looking for here for the offense is I don't want to need a Cliff Kingsbury one or a direct disciple of his 2-3-4 all the way down the line. I want to have an offensive system that I think is the best way to do it, and then my coaches will come in and do that. It's to prevent the every 2 year, my quarterback has to learn new terminology, new positions, new everything to stunt his growth. I don't want that. I don't want a Justin Fields. I don't want a Jason Campbell. I don't want a Haskins or a Sam Howell type situation where every time you show up to work, it's something totally different. It's like learning a brand new language over again. I want some continuity there, which is made more difficult by the fact they have a defensive head coach. So I that's kind of what I'm talking about when I say fit, not necessarily for Kingsbury, because if this goes well, he's gone, right? If this goes according to plan, that guy's not here in short order. I need some continuity there in a space where it's really hard to keep it.
Speaking of Kingsbury, he'll get a great opportunity to sit down and spend some time with Jaden Daniels again in short order. Daniels reportedly, and this has been corroborated by his agent, so we know it's true, is coming to Ashburn Monday into Tuesday for a multi-day hangout with Washington. Now, no reason to make a big deal about that. This is what happens with a top-of-the-board quarterback when you're going to be taking a quarterback. They'll be doing the same thing probably later in the week, if I had to guess, with Drake May. They have already had a hangout, a meeting, a dinner with J.J. McCarthy, and I think they'll probably have him at the facility, if I had to guess, for another one if they can get it on his schedule. I bring this up, though, because I want to ask this question on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels is visiting Monday and Tuesday. What do you hope they drill down on? What is the line of questioning? Maybe it's a question. What's the thing that is most important for you to dig in on when it comes to Jaden Daniels for the Commanders?
Can you stay healthy? I'm looking at all, I got a highlight reel or low light, whatever you want to call it, of you getting hit so hard. I love the competitiveness, buddy. Appreciate that.
Willingly getting hit.
Yeah, leaning in.
There's the sideline. There's a big defender who's going to put me on my butt. I don't need the sideline.
What are you going to do? And you can't just give me lip service. I need to understand. I don't know how to ask the question. I'm not smart enough to do it. I need to get maybe strap you to a lie detector test to figure it out. I need you to not take these shots. Now, some hits are inevitable. There's going to be a time. It's third and five. You know you're getting hit right in the midsection. You got to deliver that pass. Wait that extra beat to let your receiver break open, right? Let Austin Ekeler on a choice route work the linebacker to one side, go the opposite direction. You're going to get hit in this position. It's a tough one, right? That's going to happen. How are you going to stay healthy? Your slight frame, what are we going to do? What weight program? Whatever that is, I need to be satisfied that we're going to do everything possible to keep you on this football field. Because I think if that happens, you're going to be wonderful here. How are you going to do it?
I think that's a really good one. I'm going to harp with him on the two things that give me the most pause. First and foremost, why didn't we throw the ball to the middle of the field more? If I could channel my John Gruden and do the wee bit. Hey, man, what are we doing on this play here, brother? Well, it seems like we're a little timid here, man. Why didn't we drive the ball into this small window here, man? I want to go through their offense with him and talk about the lack of middle-of-the-field throws, which is a major precursor for some NFL issues over the years. Doesn't mean every single guy that doesn't do it in college will be terrible. It just means if you're looking for predictors, that's generally a pretty good one. Why didn't we do a lot of that? And the other thing is, I'm having my staff put together a reel of every sack we took, and we're going to go back through and figure out that pressure-to-sack percentage issue that you have. Why didn't we get out of the ball here, man? Why didn't we leave the pocket here, brother? Hey, man, why didn't we throw this one away right here? We're going to go through all of those, and I just want to talk through those with him and get a feel for pocket movement, the ability to kind of feel the walls caving in on you, that clock that you've got to have in your head. Those are the things I think I want to harp on more than anything else, probably.
I get it. And, you know, there are, because I think within that, there are nuances, right? We've talked about this pressure to sack percentage thing everybody has ad nauseum. And I think there are subtleties in there that kind of tell a more complete story. For example, he had among the fewest yards lost per sack of anybody that got sacked, right? So in other words, Caleb Williams was losing 8 yards per sack. So when he's back there, pass rush comes and it actually gets to him, he would lose about 8 yards per. Jaden Daniels is losing just over 4 yards per, right? Which is a better number than almost anybody. So it tells you a story. It's not as if he can't figure out where everything is coming from. It's not as if he's clueless back there, can't find someone, and just kind of turtles up and gets destroyed and ending a possession. It's maybe barely getting back to the line of scrimmage, pushing up into the middle, stepping up, and then maybe, you know, getting tackled a yard shy. Those kinds of things. I'd love to hear from him, to your point, right? I want to know, like, was this play dead on arrival? Was this play something you could have done something else? Or was this all there was here? Like, I want to dig into all that stuff. It's a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.